2001. It's approximately noon or 11:50. I'm with previously by Deputy Gillette just after the shooting or the next day. Do you remember?
I was tape recorded Saturday night by a detective.
Okay. So that was the night of the shooting.
Right, at 10:30.
Okay. In your previous report, Jackie, you said that you were going eastbound on Las Flores when you saw some patrol units.
Correct.
Scattered out in front of you.
Correct.
Near the intersection of Flores and Montgomery.
Correct.
What did you see after that?
I saw approximately four or five deputies on the corner of Montgomery and Flores, on, I guess it would be the southeast side of the street. They had their guns drawn. They were walking westbound, facing the south side of the street. Then I saw an older white gentleman with a knife in his hand. He was also walking westbound across Montgomery toward the tan house, I guess, with the blazer in front.
Let's stop right here for a second, Jackie. Now, when you saw the first group of deputies mm-hmm. on the corner of Flores and Montgomery, there's a stop sign there. Were they near the stop sign, or can you gauge where they were?
Some of them were, a couple of them were still kind of over in front of the stop sign, more towards the street.
On Flores,
in the yard.
All right.
A couple of them were behind the stop sign.
Would be south of the stop?
On the south of the stop sign.
And the man with the knife was where?
He was coming from over here somewhere. I saw I think there was a van, a Sears van, or some cars parked here. I saw a deputy kind of jump up and over a car.
Okay.
Following the suspect.
Now, the area you're pointing at is a wooden fence on the east side of, or the west side of.
It's on the east side of the stop sign.
Right. And be on the west side of 1012 Flores.
Correct.
Okay. That's the area you're indicating. And now, from where the deputies were, how far away was the man with the knife? And what's the distance between them? Just approximately, not exact.
They were pretty close. I'd probably say between 5 and 10 feet. They were scattered around him, so they were pretty close.
I'm going to shut this off for a second until these cars leave. Okay, we're back on the recording now. You said the deputies were fairly close. What was it you said the distance again?
Approximately 5 to 10 feet. They're scattered around him in a horseshoe kind of shape. Some of them were following the suspect.
Did you hear anything being said?
I heard a bunch of officers telling him to drop the knife and, you know, put it down, stop. Suspect wasn't paying any attention.
Now, you said you were eastbound on Flores and you were stopped at that point?
Correct.
About how, and you had, did you, have your windows up or down?
I had them down.
Down. How far away were you from this first bit of action you saw over here? Approximately, from where the deputies and the man with the knife were to where you were in the street on Flores. You got a distance for that? Say maybe 75 feet or so, or 50 feet?
Probably where the gold van is, but I was parked out in the street more.
What would you gauge that distance as in your mind? And it's just approximate, doesn't have to be exact.
50 to 70 feet.
Okay.
So I know at first I tried to back up.
Uh-huh.
And there were cars in back of me. So they started making the U-turns, so I was kind of stuck because there was still oncoming traffic.
Right.
So I had to sit pretty much in the middle of the street for a couple of minutes while the officers were going across. So
this was a fluid situation too. Now they were had their guns pointed at the man with the knife. They were telling him to drop the knife. Were there movement going on also? Was there people moving? I mean, were the deputies moving, and was the suspect moving, or?
The suspect was moving. He was walking across the street, westbound across Montgomery.
Okay.
The officers also were moving steadily along with him, with their guns drawn, still giving him orders, commands.
Okay.
He wasn't complying with anything.
And you were pretty much in that same location as they were moving, the same
Correct.
Location you described? Okay, now there was some, as they moved across Montgomery to the east side, now they were in front of another house or towards another house there?
Correct.
That address? Now, they moved across Montgomery towards that other house?
Correct.
What happened there?
The suspects went across the yard. Correct.
Okay.
And ended up in the front doorway.
Okay.
Of that house. If I remember, the front door was open, but the screen was shut.
Okay.
He was standing facing the officers, kind of toward the side. He was just kind of dazing, and he still had the knife.
The officers were on the front lawn part of the... This way?
Northwest, yeah.
Northwest, that way?
There were no officers on this side.
On the west side?
On the west side.
So
they were horseshoe shaped from the north to the east
okay.
to the south around him.
And he was facing them with the knife?
At one point, yes, I saw him. At one point, I had to make a U-turn to get out of the
okay.
line of fire. At that point, I went across the street and parked my vehicle, turned it off, and just watched... as I was making the U-turn and parking my vehicle, I heard a bunch of shots at the front door. A lot of shots.
Mm-hmm.
I was still kind of looking back and forth. There were people running across the street. Then the suspect was down. And shots were still being fired.
Okay. when they came across the 990, the suspect and the officers,
mm-hmm.
you were still initially in the middle part of Flores there, right?
Correct.
So what would you gauge the distance between where the officers were and the suspect were in front of and where you were initially parked there in Flores? What would you say that distance is? Just approximate.
20, maybe 17. I was pretty close.
20, 25
still,
feet or so?
Yeah, I was still in the...
driving
lane.
Yeah. Well, and then at a point, you turned around, made a U-turn, and
Correct.
You were now facing westbound on Flores on the other side of the street. And there's a 35-mile-an-hour sign there.
Correct.
You were near that sign?
Yes.
So what would you say that would be a distance from where the officers were?
From where I was parked to
the
where the officers
time,
were?
Yeah. The officers and the suspect.
65 to 75 feet, maybe.
Okay. And did you hear anybody saying anything at the two times? The first time when you were facing eastbound on Flores, and the second time where you wound up facing westbound, where you made your U-turn, did you hear anything?
When I was facing eastbound, I did hear the officers giving him commands. When I made the U-turn and parked over there, I didn't hear the commands anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard the gunfire.
Okay. You say giving him commands. What commands
like
did you
Like, drop
hear?
The knife.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Drop the weapon.
Did you see the man with the knife make any movements toward the officers at all?
I saw him make a movement. While I was making the U-turn, because I was trying to keep my eyes on what was happening over here, but not hit the people that were running across the street.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it looked like he did make a movement. I don't know if he actually made it direct toward the officer or off to the side where no officers were, like, to keep walking.
Okay.
He might have actually went to turn around to go in the house. I'm not really sure. I was maneuvering my vehicle, so.
And I don't know if I asked you this. I might have already. While they were in front of 990, how close were the officers to the man with the knife?
approximately 5 to 10 feet scattered around.
In a horseshoe shape.
Yeah.
Mostly on the northwest side.
Northeast side. South, yeah.
Okay, they just weren't west of where the man was standing. Okay, is there anything else that I'm missing that you need to tell me? I mean, did I cover everything you pretty much saw? Is there anything else that stuck out in your mind that was unusual or anything like that?
The only thing that stuck out in my mind that was unusual, I mean, at the time of the shooting, I didn't really think about it. The fact that there were so many gunshots,
mm-hmm.
I'd have to say probably almost all of the officers fired.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the volume of shots you heard?
Yeah, there had to have been between 40 and maybe 60 gunshots fired. To me, it looked like the suspect was down, and I still remember hearing gunshots for maybe a second or two after.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty much about what I remember.
Okay. All right. That'll do it then. And if I have any more questions, I'll just call you, Jackie, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.